Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Jack London is reported to have once said, "I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, rather than a sleepy and permanent planet." Those pulse-pounding words have officially become the motto of the Sonoma-based Transcendence Theater Company, which, in what appears to have become a full-on tradition, opens all of its Broadway Under the Stars performances with artistic director Amy Miller reciting that fierce and juicy bit of self-actualized optimism. Last weekend, on a warm, breezy evening at Glen Ellen's Jack London State Park, inside the roofless ruins of London's stone-walled winery, Transcendence Theater Company kicked off its second full season of Broadway Under the Stars with a star-studded musical review titled Fly Me to the Moon. The show continues this Friday and Saturday, to be followed later in the summer by three other shows: Fantastical Family Night on July 19 and 20. It's a family-friendly evening of songs from Broadway, Disney movies, and other kid-attracting sources. The presumably dance-themed show Dancing Through Life runs August 9 through 17, and the season-ending Gala Celebration closes out the summer on August 30 and 31. All of TTC's shows feature an assortment of singers and dancers culled from the world of professional theater, Broadway, television, and the movies. And the quality of the performances, down to the last member of each show's 10 to 15 member cast, is dazzling. Fly Me to the Moon, with a theme inspired partly by the surrounding Valley of the Moon, takes audiences through 30 songs, some classic, some less familiar, mixing them together with dance routines and the occasional literary quotation. London is referenced more than once, along with Goethe and others. It's first-rate entertainment served up with a dash of old-time revival energy, using the music of Broadway to illustrate the life-changing power of pursuing one's dreams and the giddy, glorious necessity of taking chances. It's a powerful recipe. The show begins with a rousing opening number combining snippets of The Sound of Music with the song A New World from Jason Robert Brown's Songs for a New World. Marred a bit by some microphone issues, which persisted occasionally throughout the show, it's an otherwise razzle-dazzling start to a show packed with memorable musical moments. Stephen Stubbins, TTC's co-executive director, set the tone with a magnificent, deeply felt rendition of As If We Never Said Goodbye from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard. Many of the highlights were songs from less well-known shows, such as Morgan Carr's giddy, energetic performance of In These Skies from the obscure musical Ace, which I now have to look up. The brilliant vocalist Kerry Manolakis performs musical miracles with Scott Allen's aching Never Neverland, and later in the show sings Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah with so much understated emotion and vocal sensitivity, someone in the seats behind me was overheard to say, after the song was done, "I think my life just changed forever." That, it seems, is exactly what Transcendence Theater Company is hoping to do this summer. With Fly Me to the Moon, they are off to a strong start, presenting another first-class evening that, like Jack London's superb meteor, lights up the night while setting fire to the hearts and imaginations of all those lucky enough to witness it. Broadway Under the Stars takes place at Jack London State Park. You can find out more at BroadwayJackLondon.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.